that's a goal of the many years that we say special haftarah. We have to say the haftarah of the parashat Bashavu. You say the special haftarah of the Orgel Hashem in Pasuk Yisrael Yerushalayim. In fact, many say that that's the reason why it's called Shabbos Hagadol. It should really be called Shabbos Hagadolah. It's a special Shabbos, so the word Shabbos is Nekeva, and the adjective should be the Lashon Nekeva, Shabbos Hagadol. So the Rel says that the reason why it's called Shabbos Hagadol is like Shabbos Chazan, you say the Haftar of Chazan, and Shabbos Nachmun, you say the Haftar of Nachmun. So he says the Haftar that ends off the word, Tehenech Shalech Mechem Yisrael Yagadol, Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem, Hagadol V'Hamorah. He mentioned the word Hagadol at the end. I'll just say that it's called Shabbos HaGadol because the Gadol says it Rosh, Shabbos Shal Gadol. Because the Rosh says it Rosh twice a year, and it used to be in Europe. The Rosh would only say it Rosh on Shabbos HaGadol and on Shabbos Shuvah. That's what the Gadol says in the Yiddish folklore, they say that the Gemara says in Masech HaShavit. And Malay Shami saw Shtei Shabbos in the Yad HaGadol. If the Jews could observe two Shabbos, then the Gula would come. Why? Because the Gemara says in Megillah, Vayomer, Vatomer Esther, Lamelach, B'Shem Mordechai. Maybe Gula Lailam. So the Rabban in York used to say Groshes and Shabbos Shabbos Shuvah. They would list the Groshes from someone else's bar. They wouldn't say the same number. So Lenny Paul would observe two Shabbos, means these two Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos Shuvah, they would observe it in the sense that they would say the same number. So the Yad Rigolim, the Gula would come because Kalayim would have the same number, maybe Gula Lailam. I would say that the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, but this is difficult and it should be called Shabbos HaGadol, is because with respect to Sira Seimer, it says that you bring the Omer and the Machas HaShabbos and the Yom HaViyachim and the Seimer HaKnufa. And the Chachamim had a machlekes with the Tzedukim, what the Pshat and the Pasadim. The Tzedukim said you always bring the Omer on Sunday, Shavuos is always on Sunday. That's why they celebrate Pentecost on Sunday. From Pentecost is a holiday, the 50th day. They celebrate on Sunday, 50 days after what I came before. And that's a tradition. All the time the same from the Tzedukim. And our tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu is that the Mimachas HaShabbos refers to the first day of Alamod. The Shabbos in the Pasuk refers to Yom Tov. In order to distinguish between Shabbos Bereishis, as we call it, Shabbos, Saturday that we call Shabbos, is called Shabbos Bereishis, that it's Kavu of the time of Mosheishis Migration. And Yom Tov that we refer to as Shabbos is not Shabbos Bereishis. In order to distinguish, we call Shabbos before Pesach the Shabbos HaGadol, and Pesach is the Shabbos HaKosmos. Then it should really be called the Shabbos HaGadolah. It's very difficult. Then it should really be called the Shabbos HaGadolah. The Gemara has the beginning of Klal Gadol. The Gemara has such a Lashon. The Mishnah says Klal Gadol, so obviously there's a Klal Kotten. So the Gemara asks, what's the Klal Kotten? So that's why we say here, we call this Shabbos HaGadolah. That's what the Psalmist says. We call this Shabbos HaGadolah in order to imply that there's a Shabbos HaKotten coming up. Namely, Pesach is the Shabbos HaKotten, according to our tradition. You can't fear the Machat HaShabbos and the first day of Chalamad. You bring the Kavanah on the first day of Chalamad. And the tiny letters before the Haftarah that's printed in the Chumash of the Orgel Hashem in Chas Yehudah and Yerushalayim, it's so different in Hovel regarding the reciting of this Haftarah, whether you say Dafke when Erev Pesach is calling it the Shabbos. That's what the Lush says. And that's how some communities have the meaning. You only say this special Haftarah when Erev Pesach is calling it the Shabbos. And others have the meaning that you always say the Orgel on Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos before Pesach. And others have the meaning that you only say it the opposite from the first. You only say the Arva when Erev Pesach is not Chali Yud B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach is Chali Yud B'Shabbos, but you don't say the Arva. And you miss out on this Haftarah. So that last meaning, it says, V'chein Hudat HaGadol. That was the meaning of HaGadol B'Yezik Nusay. That's how they quote in the Maaseh Rav, that the HaGadol B'Yezik Nusay came about to this thinking that the Haftarah should be recited only when Shabbos HaGadol is not on Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach, then you won't say. What is that all about? On the bottom of the Maaseh Rav, they quote from the Ha'oris, I think it's called the Pula Sochet, one of the other, somebody there, I forgot the name, I think it's Pula Sochet. And one of the Zayon Fazulna, I think. So they give the reason why, that what's the reason for Leilin, what's the reason for this Haftarah being the Haftarah for the Shabbos before Pesach, because Erev Pesach of the 4th year and the 7th year, that was last year, Shnat HaShmitah, Erev Pesach of the 4th year and the 7th year is the Shas HaBiur, that you have to get rid of all the Trumas and Bikurim and whatever you happen to have around the house. And then you have to recite the Arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, you have to say the Vida Maisa. The Vida Maisa is the question when you say. That's two gyutis, no? Two gyutis in the Mishnah. No, Bikurim, there's Mikra Bikurim, that's another thing. There is similarities between Mikra Bikurim, that's by Rami Abadavi, and Vida Meister, which is the Arti HaKodesh Min Abayi. There are similarities and dissimilarities. One is the Lachash, one is the Kogrom, that's one of the dissimilarities. But the Mishnais and Eva Memorim speak about them together. But Vida Meister and Mikra Bikurim are two different mitzvahs. The Mikra Bikurim is recited when you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. The Vida Meister is recited when you give away all of your Matanim. But then there are two gestures in the Mishnah when the Vidui Maaseh is to be recited. Is it to be recited on Erev Yom Tov Achron Shal Pesach or Erev Yom Tov Rishon Erev Pesach? The Biur is supposed to be on Erev Pesach. That's the Mishnah. There are no two gestures about that. On Erev Pesach. And the Vidui Maaseh are two gestures in the Mishnah. I think the Rambam is right. It has the two gestures. Whether you recite the Vidui Maaseh on the Lev Zech Alamot Pesach or on Erev Yom Tov. At the same time you give away all the stuff. That's when you recite the Vidui Maaseh. So the Wilner Grind, the Ezek Yusor, saw that the reason for reciting this Aserah on the Shabbos before Pesach is because twice during two Pesachim, during the Shemitah cycle on the fourth year and the seventh year, you have to do Bidu Maitre, you have to do Biur Ha... Because in a Biur, Biur Maitre, Maitre Sheni, you have to give Tumen, give everything away. And that's what this Aserah speaks about. Habiva Kolam Aserah Beis Aserah Bechanuni Gavadot, give everything away. So that's going on Erev Pesach. It's not probably the Shabbos. So the Shabbos Avodah is going to be a day or two or five or 7 days before Erev Pesach. You have a Yom HaChol to be mafresh whatever you want, mafresh Yom to give it away. But if Erev Pesach is probably the Shabbos, what good is it to make a Hachraz to make sure everybody is mafresh and everybody gives away? On Shabbos you're not allowed to be mafresh. And today's the last day. And on Yom Tov it's already after this month. So you will have to make the Hakroz with the Shabbos before. Yeah, so then you should lay the Arva the Shabbos before. No. They don't do that. They just don't lay the Arva. That's the meaning of Grod. You only lay the Arva, this Aser is only read. And why do you lay the Arva all 7 years? You should only lay on the fourth year and the seventh year. Why? Because we don't know which year is Shemitah. No. That's what they quote from the Grod. The reason why you lay the Arva is to announce that this was the meaning of the Zman HaBayis. This is the Hachrozeh, the Zman that used to... Not the Zman HaBayis, this is the Hachrozeh for giving away all of the Maisel during the Shnat HaBir, the fourth year and the seventh year before Pesach comes in. There goes Chol Shabbos and it does not. It's usually assumed that the reason why you learn the Arva is in Gansom different. That it just says, the Haftar of the Arva ends up with the Gulu Asidah. The Kaddish Baruch is going to send the Aliyah Nabi Lachnei Baruch Hashem Adol Vanar before Mashiach comes, before the Gula Asida. So we want to be Tamech. We want to say that there was a Gula Sitzrayim. We're going to celebrate on Pesach. And there will be a Gula Asida as well. These days are just like the 8 days of the Earth and Tamar and the Flores, and just like the Redeem of the Flores, these are Guyan. And the time of the Sitzrayim, so too, there will be these Guyan. What's the problem? Anyway, that's after. The Tosfos says, "Mata ani Hashem lo shaniti, Hashem bnei Yaakov lo kimita." Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. But obviously, the Tosfos is telling us that change is only chal, shinui is only chal, and adavah hanidra. Things decompose. They change state from one state to the other. Hakadosh Baruch Hu never changes. The Baal HaTanya explains that that's why we have a Yisoi. That the mitzvah satayrah do not change. The mitzvah satayrah lo say mechletes, lo say sarachet, mitzvah satayrah, shnoi. The Rambam counts that as one of his 13 ikori huamuna. Why? Because the Baal HaTanya has a long arichas on this, that the mitzvah satayrah are not some a collection of tivuyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to do this, you're not allowed to do that. The mitzvah satayrah are a representation of Elokut, a description of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, ani Hashem lo shaniti, so the description of Elokut doesn't change either. So the mitzvah satayrah won't have any shinui chal on it. Even the Moshe Mashiach, we assume, the Rambam assumes, that the mitzvah satayrah will not change. But the Gemara says in the end of Nidah that mitzvah satayrah is lotri lovoi, but lotri lovoi, we won't fulfill mitzvahs. The Gemara says that you can bury a mace with kilayim, with shatnizik tachrichim, because even after Tzeis HaMeisim, the mason will be coming, they will have Tzeis HaMeisim with the malvushim, even though their body decays. Mabush indicates that when their bodies will be reconstituted and they'll have Tzeis HaMeishim, so their begodim will also be reconstituted, the begodim will also have Tzeis HaMeishim, they'll be wearing the same begodim that they wore at the time that they were buried. So they'll be wearing shatnas. So the Gemara says it doesn't pose a problem because Mitzvah B'Tavis Lossi Lava. So that Gemara doesn't mean that Lossi Lava, there won't be any Mitzvah. The Gemara goes specifically on Mason, Lacha Tachiyah. That's what Rabbi Chanan Rassman points out. So the third that Gemara is in contradiction to the Rama. How can the Rama say Lossi that the Mitzvah Tachiyah will not be changed? Lossi Tachiyah and Mitzvah Tachiyah won't be changed. Is that true? It says the Farish in the Gemara, Mitzvah B'Tavis Lossi Lava. He says, you look in the Gemara, it doesn't say that. That's only a superficial reading. Mark quotes the pasuk that Mason Chavshim. If a person is dead, he's tapus in mitzvah not only while he's dead he's a lav ba'das. Of course he's a lav ba'chiyuv. It means even after Tzeis HaMeishim, once he's dead, he's tapus from all mitzvah, even after Tzeis HaMeishim. But whoever will be living will be Moshe HaMashiach in a natural way, whoever will be born. Isha mitzvah, whatever. Whoever will be born, the Derech HaTeva, not whoever will come back to life from the dead. Whoever will be born in a normal fashion will be chayv in mitzvahs. Why not?
That's what he said. The whole spirit of a nation, because physically he can't do the mitzvahs. If he stays alive from today until tomorrow, he's in a grave, he won't do anything. But if he gets up, then some of the reason that he couldn't do the mitzvahs falls out. And he should be able to do that.
So the Gemara says that it's not so. That's exactly the Fuki. A pasuk, no svar, a pasuk. Meisim chavshim. That's kimish meisar, not shachavshim in a mitzvah. But I need a pasuk. The Gemara needed a pasuk to tell me that when the guy's dead, so that you need a pasuk for. That the kimish meisar, not shachavshim in a mitzvah. What do you want from the guy? The poor guy's are dead. What do you want? The answer is no. Even if it's chiz hameisim, he's still pasuk. That's a machloikis in the Gemara. That's machloikis. So the meisim may be buried with tachrich and not shatnim. It says in the Mishnah Klaim that you may cover the maize with shatnez begodim at the levaya. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Does that mean only b'shas the levaya you may cover him with shatnez? But when you bury him, you have to take off the shatnez and put on normal begodim, which are checked for shatnez, because if it's Tzeis HaMeishim, he's going to come back to life with the begodim that you bury him in. The Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin. And he will be wearing shatnas, so you'll violate his legal and seek the mishal. He's putting on shatnas now to bury him with it. And after Tzeis HaMeishim, he'll come back to life and wear the shatnas. So we pass him, though, that you're even permitted to leave on the tachrich mishal shatnas, not only b'shas tehes, but even into the kever. You can even bury him with the shatnas, because Meisim Chavshim comes to that pasuk. That's exactly what the pasuk is in Chadidah. You shouldn't think that a Meisim is only pasuk that calls Mamadi's day. Even after Tzeis HaMeishim, he's also pasuk.
Don't you think we put shatnas? We put limited in the
I don't know, that's shatnas? I don't think that's
shatnas.
One or the other is shatnas with the rabbanon. The Yerushalmi told the Shulchan Aruch that shatnas and rabbanon. If you're unable to take off the bottom beggar without removing the upper beggar. But I think you can hold the talus over you. The talus doesn't have sleeves. You can take off the under, take off all of that with him. I don't think that's shatnas.
Mm-hmm. So, if you have a
towel
over your shoulder,
you can't get it off. Why not? No. People always do that. Living people always do that. They wore linen clothing, they wore linen shirts, used to wear the shirt. Now the shirts are cotton, used to wear the shirts, used to be linen. They used to wear linen shirts, they used to wear talaricin and cotton, that's not a problem. Unless you have an Arab compass that has sleeves in it, so that would be a problem. According to that, you were shaman, that wouldn't be permitted to wear an Arab compass. More than our bekantis with sleeves, and then to wear a linen shirt with sleeves on top of that would be a problem to do one night. That would be an issue to do one night.
Really,
shall we
say that all the
Chayim
was
in
local
itself, of course? Yeah, so the Rishonim say that refers to the Tzedek Mamidim of Chayimah. And the Gemara says in Jesus that they were only Chayimah, except the Chayimah, of course.
That doesn't mean
Chayimah, right? Doesn't mean the real Yom Tzedek. There's a medrash that says, Lama mikra shmei chazir she'otra kadosh bochol avzir li Yisrael. Lati lovo, the Jews will be allowed to eat the chazir. That's a tella. How can it be? So Lama says, the Mishnah will always say the same. So Yerachayim HaKadosh HaKumish has a pshat. He says that lati lovo, the teva will change and the chazir will be malagir in addition to being mafis parka. Right now the chazir is only mafis parka without malagir. Lati lovo, it'll be malagir. Well, it's going to be kosher. What? Out of anger that has the money tariff, kosher. What's the difference? What the grain size tree used to be? That's how the Ohana Kodesh and Kodesh.
So what happens to the house? How does the anger have to be with your food? You can have one. You can have one.
the mother from which he was born was a Hazir, then the Vlad will be also because of Yerzim Hal. Yerzim Hal is beneath the rest of it, and won't be in the Vlad. So it will be up. Then if that will have another Vlad, which will also be included, will be Mother Gehem Hal's Tarsus, and the Vlad will be used. The Rambam says that there's no thing of Yerzim Hal unless the original Easter from which he came has beneath the lava. The original Easter only has beneath the rest of it, then there's no Easter Yerzim Hal. That's how the Rambam explains that call of other is Mutter. Why are you permitted to drink Chol HaVisha? When I tell you it's Mutter, it's not Rabbam not, the Chol HaVisha is Mutter. Why is it Mutter? The Rambam holds that the Tzara Adam is also the Yisra Esay. So that's the Chol HaVisha, the Yisra Esay, so that's the Raj Bin Kasha against the Rambam. So the Raj Bin Kasha, the Tzara Adam is Mutter, unless he's a Mace, he's also Bano. Mace of Yisrael are also Bano. So if it's Mace of Yachum, then a Mutter Bano, is it also Bachilo? You don't have to talk to it. It's only the Rabban has to say, it's not the one we have in Rabban. So you assault it with the Rabban, okay. So you say, it's not free, shame it. Take a piece of flesh, you assault it, then you cook it and you eat it. So the Rabban holds that it's Mutter. Mutter Bano, because maybe you have Mutter Bano, and there's no Yitra Achille. The Rabban holds no, he's not Mutter Bano, but there's Yitra Achille, Yitra Rabban. So the Rabban is not going to be an Yitra Rabban. So why shouldn't Paul or Isha be Yachim and Atar because of Yerzim and Atar? So the answer to the kasha of the Rajbo against the Rambam is given by the Magen Mishnah. He says that the Yisra of Yerzim and Asr only applies. The Rambam himself writes explicitly. The Yisra only applies when the Yisra from which it's Yerzim has an Yisra alive. If it only has an Yisra Esay, then there's no Yisra of Yerzim and Asr. So the same over here, let's say, if a Chazir will be born today from a mother Chazira, and the Chazir will have Mala Gerim of his partner, so it should really be a Mintahar. The only thing is that the Yerzim and Asr, so it's going to be up. I thought they would pick the chuba cords from the other day from one of the chuba tafrenim. But what happens if that vlad will have another vlad that will be malagir mafis parsa, so then it will have simoni tara, and it will be yetzir from beneath the retzir. Yetzir from beneath the retzir according to Ramam and Mutter. And some, that's what the Rachayim HaKadosh and Chumash means. So it just means that there's going to be chazirim. The Dorishan is going to have a fluke that they're going to have malagir mafis parsa. So it's still going to be yetzir. It'll still be at least yetzir and yetzir. Some may refer to the Dorsheni based on the Ramam. Otherwise, the whole Arachan doesn't make sense, no? But the Rishayim asked that kasha. There's a sefer Minchas Kenoz that's written, a little sefer, that's written by one of the Rishonim, Rav Abba Mori from Marseille, where he has a collection of all of the letters about the Chayram on the Moir and the Vukim. As the letters by the Rashbon, by the Meiri, by the Rosh, everybody. In his own letters, back and forth, everybody is writing letters, whether he should read the Moir and the Vukim or not. So they, whether you should put in a chair, whatever, something like that. So in the middle of the letters, they discuss other things as well. The Rajva talks about Min B'Minon, about Shishim, by Lach Balach, that it's their right to him, and about Surah Kai V'yayf, all kinds of other things. And then he has a Hagdama to the book that has nothing at all to do with the whole book. The Hagdama starts with this medrash, Lamadi Gashmo Chazir, Shasir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chazir, he says, yes, that Kasha, how can it be? How can it be? The love of Chazir is going to be Mutter. The Rambam claims that that's one of the saddest and wounded, and Zini HaTor will not change. So he answers that that's not what the Medrash is talking about. If you look in the context of the Medrash, it's obvious that he's talking about Malchus Raimi. The Chachmei HaGemara always refer to the Christians as Chazir. Why Chazirim? Because Chazir, Rashi quotes the Medrash that Esav, Yichasmei HaChazir Yaza Esav. That Esav representing the Christians are like a Chazir, that he sticks out his hooks and he says, you see, I'm kosher. And he makes believe. He imitates something else. He's a fraud. So the Christian religion is perpetrating a fraud on the world. They claim that they're the real Jews. They claim that because the Jews never accepted Osa Ho'ish, that we were rejected, and they are the real Jews. They are the real Jewish people. But that's like a Hazir, that's an imitation kosher animal. And now the Hazir are controlling the world. The Christians are in charge of the Malchus. And Losi Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Machzir, the Chazir to Yisrael. What do you mean the Chazir? It means that the Malchus will be in the Jewish hands. The Jews will rule the world instead of the Yom HaKadosh. That's how some Rishonim interpret the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says that on some Tzoris you have to be going to Tainus and on others not, depending on whether there's an epidemic in Samoa. So what does it got to do with me? Unless I eat tuna fish that's really thin in Samoa. But if I eat tuna fish that comes from Puerto Rico, if I don't eat any tuna fish, then I don't have to worry about the epidemic. So you're not going to Tainus over here. So what if there's an epidemic by the elephant? So what does it got to do with me? It has no shaitas with me. It's only by the elephants in the jungle. So the Gemara says, what if there's an epidemic by the Chazerim that you have to fast or not? So the Gemara says, yes, you should be going to Tainus because if it's the Bnei Meyayim of the Bnei Adam, are similar to the Bnei Me'ayim of the Chazayim. The Taisus on that Gemara, there's a little Taisus on Amos Beis, and the end of time is the Taisus alludes to a Pirush of some Rishonim who learned that the Chazayim does mean the Chazayim, means the Christians. That if there's an epidemic by the Ummah Tarlam, by the Nachrim, we better be going to Tainus because we have the same body as they do. We should be afraid that maybe we will catch this disease that started by them. You have to worry about it. But there are many, many midrashim, even without that Gemara. Taisus does not accept that Pshat. But even without that Gemara, there are many midrashim, many Chazayim. So they refer to Malchus Roimi, the Christian government, as Chazir. So that's what Rabbi Abba Mori interprets in the introduction to his Sefer Minchas Kenos, that Lama Nifishma Chazir, Sha'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazir L'Yisrael, means that Lasi Lava, the Malchus, will be given back to the Jewish people, but it doesn't mean that Chazir will be kosher. Chazir is going to remain us. The second half of the passage says, B'nai Yaakov Lasi Lisan, that the Jewish people will never be wiped out. This Gerov quotes in the Raivit in the Spirish and the Teres Kanav that not only B'nai Yaakov Lochi Lichim referring to the Jewish people as a whole, the whole Torah itself never be wiped out. The Gemara says Gemiri, the Gemara says Yesh Nefem, we have a tradition, Gemiri, the Lord called a shift on the Israel, that even a Shevet will never be wiped out, because the Gemara in Yesh Nefem talks about Hilchot Yerusha. The Gemara says if a man dies, his son gets Yerusha. If he has no son, he has no descendants from the sons, then the daughters get Yerusha. If he has no son, no descendants from the daughters, has no sons, no daughters, and the father gets the Yerusha. He has no father, and the brothers get, or the descendants of the brother. Have no brothers, and the sisters get, or their descendants. He has no brothers, sisters, and the uncles get, and the cousins get, and weiter, weiter, weiter. And then it goes back to somebody else in the Shevet. So the Gemara says, and who's there? Why don't you go weiter? What if the whole Shevet is wiped out? So why don't you say you go back to all the other brothers of Reuven? Let's say someone from Shevet Reuven. And he goes back to Reuven, and some descendants from Reuven is going to be there from Shevet Reuven. The Gemara says, why don't you say, and if everybody's wiped out from Shevet Reuven, give it to somebody from another, you give it to divide it equally to all the other Shvatim. The Gemara says that's physically impossible, because Gemiri, we have a Maseret, the Lord follows Shift in Yisrael. But the Shevet will never be wiped out. The Vizkira quotes the Raibin in the Torah Kohan, and because Kohol, the Shevet Echad Ikri Kohol, we have Sukkim in the Chumash, and Sukkim in Hurri is like that, but every Shevet is called Kohol. So the Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, Atem Ben Yaakov, Lo Silisim, that Kohol Yisrael will never be wiped out, doesn't only refer to the whole Kahal Yisrael as a nation, as one big nation, first each and every individual Shevet. If any one Shevet would be wiped out, that would be a violation of the Haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kahal Yisrael, a Kahal Yisrael would be wiped out. Every Shevet is referred to as Kahal Yisrael.
Wasn't
the time
of the Noach Welcome? It's exactly their time, and he said that since they, once you say that it's not going to go to the borders, for them, they land to the borders of the Shvatim, you could have Reuven land in Yehuda, that was exactly their time. That's why there was a whole case of saying why they should get a Yerusha and not give it to someone else.
Yeah, not that the whole Shevet would be wiped out. You would have a pocket.
Right, that's what
they're
saying.
Right,
so that's why they're supposed to tomorrow be Daniel Shelton says that you shouldn't. They should stay in the
Shevet,
because of what
they can know Slavko is trying to... No, the Gemara says that din of B'nai Slavko, the Chabati Yeresh Ismachlam, Matus B'nai Yisroel, that was only Noibos Ashur. That was a Hayroah Ashur, that's not a din Lidur. It only applied up until the Yudalachana Shekavshik, Shekivshik, Shekhilku. After the Chabud Asaret, and that din was listed, and anybody can marry any Shevet they want.
Were pockets of Ruben
Gemara just says, we have a tradition that a whole Shevet will never be wiped out. This Gemara is unrelated to this. It's not in the Sugya of Noach Kohen. It's a separate statement. But a whole Shevet will never be wiped out. And this Gerov HaChumash quotes from the writer that is based on this Haftacha. That every Shevet is called Kohol. And the Haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out, refers to each and every individual Shevet. Gemara says, Gemiri, the Lord called a shift from Yisrael. Usually Gemara law, usually Rashi and Tosafot will translate as Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So that's on the writings of Rabbi Cook, the Fennel Baruch. He writes sometimes that Klal Yisrael is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It means that the existence, Halacha L'Moshe Misina means something that's L'mayla Menaseicha, that you can't really figure it out on your own, can't figure it out from its Pesukim. You'll never be able to understand how it works. That's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Not a Svarah, not a Pesach. Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That's what's his name? Mr. Shamir says. Schultz's plan was not Halacha L'Moshe Misina. In the English translation, newspapers have lost its pleasure. They said it's not a law that was given to Moses in Mount Sinai. But in Hebrew, some of what he said in Yiddish was, So Nishkan Halacha Moshe Mitzina means that you don't have to accept it if you think it doesn't make any sense. Halacha Moshe Mitzina means even though it doesn't make any sense, that's Halacha Moshe Mitzina. So it's Nishkan Halacha Moshe Mitzina. That's what he said. The Rav Kook in his writings refers to Klal Yisrael Halacha Moshe Mitzina. It means the fact that the Jewish nation exists is against all sefer. It violates all principles of history and all common sense. How can the Jews continue to exist throughout all the years of persecution, all the years of Golus? So that's what he calls Halacha Moshe Mitzina, because the Gemara calls it Gemiri. It's Gemiri, usually Gemara Gemiri law, Rashi and Tosafot say Halacha Moshe Mitzina. But the Biskura points out, the Nishkin Halacha Moshe Mitzina, it's a Haftoche. It says, Atem Niyankiv Lo Chilisa, because it's both a promise to Jewish people. And it writes in the Tirush on the Torah Kahanim that Shevet Echad Ikri Kohol, so the Haftoche refers to each and every individual Shevet. The Medrash has a comment on the next pasuk in the Haftarah that there is an ongoing debate between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one wants to give in. Someone's going to have to give in one of these years. Who should take the first step in the tshuva? We're at odds with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We don't always keep his mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll tell you what, tshuva elai, b'yoshuva aleichem amar Hashem tzav. You first take the first step. You do tshuva. Then I'll come return to you. And the Bnei Yisrael always say, no, Hashvein alecha. Hashiveinu. How does the pasuk say? Hashem Hashem Alecha Bina Shuva. You take the first step, and then we'll follow you. So someone's going to have to give in. The matter just says that that's an ongoing problem. Yeah. No one wants to take the first step. The Pasuk records, Avios kol am Yisrael beis ha'oitza. He tereth his aisi. They should bring all of the maitha to the beis ha'migdosh, and it will be distributed amongst the Kohanim. The Pesach writes in Ksudas, in the second parak, that this is the source of the din that the Gemara says in Ksudas that Ezra konas ha'salvim. That when Ezra collected the Jews in Babel to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael, al manas to build the beis ha'migdosh and to the makos karbonos, so he stopped at the river and he saw there weren't enough levim. And he told everybody to wait a while until he goes back to Babel to schlep some more Levian. So because there weren't enough Levian to man the Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says Ezra penalized the Levian, that you shouldn't give them Ma'aser Rishon. You're not very supposed to give Ma'aser Rishon to Levian. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ben Azari, what the din is Ma'aser? Ma'aser can give Ma'aser Rishon either to a Kohen or to a Levi. No, Ma'aser can only give it to a Levi. You're not supposed to give it to a Kohen. So the Gemara seems to say that there would be a machlokes these two tanoim what the nature of the knas of Ezra was. If Menatari can give it either to a kohen or to a levi, then the knas of Ezra was, and you should only give it to a kohen. Fulfill the mitzvah derayta only in that form. If the din derayta was that you give it only to a levi, then the knas of the rabbanu was. If he wants, you can give it to a kohen or to a levi. But the change is such a radical change that Menatari can only give it to a levi, and the rabbanu can only give it to a kohen and not give it to a levi. That's already too much of a knas. The Tosafot asks, where in the world does it say this? Where did the Gemara get this from? It's also Halacha Moshe Mitzina, that there's a Knas of Ezra. Where does it say in Tanakh anyway that there was a Knas of Ezra? The Tosafot fishes around, so this is one of the psukim that they came up with. But it says, Avi was called a Maaser al Beis HaOitzer, the Eater of the Beis, they should bring the Maaser to the Beis HaMikdash, and they should be distributed amongst the Kohanim who are doing the Avodas HaKorbanos. You see that Ezra penalized the Levim. And he said, Mikam Yevas, give the Maaser to the Kohanim, either instead of the Levim or in addition to the Levim. That's the Shah. Can we hold the Mutzah? The stomach? Some of the Machlekes HaTanaim, if you open the Mitzvah from Sina, if you give it to a Kohen. But if you want to, if a Levi has it, he's permitted to give it to a Kohen to eat. Just that you, the farmer wouldn't be able to see it if he gives it to the farmer. Tell me, you have to say that. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. What does he have against the Levine who came back? How did Abba? She gave him the Yashka? I don't know.
I can never take away my permission. That's pretty much it. I can't if I see the Levy because Angel tells me how to go out with you.
I don't know. It's a good cash, right? But he asked also, why do they penalize? Yeah. But they're not being penalized. Those who stay in bubble, they're taken rich. So Those who stay in Bava are rolling in money. Those never who came to Eretz Yisrael, the tzaddikim amongst them, who came to Eretz Yisrael. So you penalize them. What, the rich get rich and the poor get poor?
What?
I don't know. The Rama makes a statement that Ezra Konef and Salavim Sheh Bidoro. So the Minhas Chinuch, what do you mean? Salavim Sheh Bidoro. In his generation? The Gemara says not. So the Gemara says in Sukkot that Bizman HaAmaroi. Bizman HaTana and Bizman HaAmaroi, the Knas was still going on. Why does the Rama limit it up to Salavim Sheh Bidoro? So Minhas Chinuch suggests that maybe Bidoro means in his Tkufa. And his Tkufa extends until Yemois HaMashiach. Shver Aloshin. Why should it extend until Yemois HaMashiach? He gives you a suggestion. Shvera suggestion. He gives you a suggestion. Taka, based on this week's Seder, in the end of Parsha Tzad, you have the Yisra of Chela V'dam. So it says, V'chela N'veila V'chela Shreifa Yos V'chol Malacha V'yachol Lo Soklu. So the Raman quotes that Tosek, Yei Yosel L'chol Malacha, that even though there is an Yisra to do Schorah B'macholos Asurit, one is not committed. Let's say I have a shop in the middle of Harlem. And I sell non-kosher meat. Some non-kosher meat for non-Jewish people. So there's no problem of the Knevel or Sikha Mishra. They're not Jewish people. So it should be Mutter. So the Mishnah has in Maser HaShvi, it said it's off. The Gemara in the second parak in Sochem, quotes the Mishnah Shvi, that it's forbidden to do Schara B'macholot Asur. You're not allowed to buy non-kosher food on Manas to sell it, even though you're not violating the Knevel. You're selling it to non-Jews. It's forbidden. Taisus in Baba Kama, the end of Meruva says that you're permitted to raise pigs, the Natarist, permissible to raise pigs, I'm not to make pigskin football, I'm not to make pigskin jackets, or shoes, or other things, as long as your interest is not to sell the meat. And then if your main interest is to sell the skin, and then on the side you make a little money on the meat, so then the Chachma Sodom writes that that's called Nizdamnulo. The Mishnah has in Shviyas that Sayodei Behema Chayev Yolch HaTahorim, let's say somebody's a hunter and he always goes to hunt wild deer and other wild animals that are kosher in order to eat the meat, and then one day he sets a trap in order to catch the kosher wild animal, and his trap catches a non-kosher animal, so he's not allowed to, he has to let it go free, he has to give it away, he can't do business with that. So the Mishnah says if it's Nizam Nulo, because Mikra, he fell in and he got a trace of animals, and then it's permissible to do Schorah with it. Or let's say the father was, there are Jewish people who have non-kosher butcher food. What can you do? There are religious Jewish people who have non-kosher butcher food against the din, against Allah. Let's say the father dies and the son is observant. The son is more observant than the father. The father is observant, the son is observant. And the son knows that you're not allowed to be in the non-kosher business, non-kosher meat business. So then the son has to give away all the meat for nothing. So the Gemara says no, that if it's Nizamnulo, if he got it to Yerusha, Alpi Mikra, it turned out that it fell into his bailas a large amount of non-kosher meat, then he permitted to sell it, but to remain in the non-kosher business line, non-kosher meat line, that you're not allowed to do. So the Chacham Sodom has this Einfall. He says that the hunters who used to hunt for furs, what are the hands for, let's say, rabbit furs or whatever. What are the expensive furs? Yeah. So after they catch these animals, their main interest is to sell the furs for large sums of money. And then they have the flesh left. So they have to throw it. It's non-kosher flesh. So they have to throw it out, or do you say that they're permitted to sell it to the non-Jews who would eat the non-kosher meat? So he thinks that that's called Nizam Nulo. But since his main interest is not really in the non-kosher meat, his main interest is in the furs. So the meat is considered Nizamnulo, so that would be meat. The same over here, Tyson says, if you permitted Minatora to raise pigs, if your interest really is in selling the skin, using the parts that are not really for food. And then the Nela, once you have the food, so that would be Nizamnulo. Except that pork, pigs, there was a special Zera de Rabbanon, and the Gemara there in the end of Perek Merubah, that also allowed them to shake Gadol Chazer, that they made Gzera D'Rabban. But before that Gzera D'Rabban, Tosafot points out it was Mutam and Atayra, because it's not a violation of Atalas Eskar B'Gram Asurim, because his interest is not in selling the food, his interest really is in other purposes. So there's a big machlekes in the past, whether this Easter of Eskar B'Gram Asurim is an Easter D'Raita or an Easter D'Rabban. Because the Gemara Mishtachim in the second paragraph learns it out from a Pasuk, and it sounds a little questionable. Many of the drushes that the Gemara has, seem a little strange, and it's hard to tell whether they're really drushes from the Raisa and the wrong yas machshim rabba. So there's a machlokes in Yeridei, beginning of the second chelik Yeridei, where the story of the lumber. So macholos hasturis is an issue deraita or an issue derabban. If he's selling it to Jews, then for sure it's a problem deraita. It may sometimes be listen evil is seeking nifshon. If he's selling it to goyim, is there an issue deraita and an issue derabban? So many akronim say that there's a hakachas in the Rambam that he holds that it's an issue deraita. Because the Rambam says that chare b'dvarim asurim doesn't apply by chelus. And the rayas in the pasuk in Chumash in Parashat Tzav that it says v'chelim v'reil v'chelim v'chelim v'yosu chom melacha v'yachol lo tachlu. So it says v'yosu chom melacha, you can be in any, you can sell it, you can do business with the chelus, you can sell it. So you see the chelus that there's no issue chare and chelus. It's muta bar noah and it's muta to do chare with. So the Achareinim say that v'chare if the issue chelus is only in issue the rabbonon. So how can the Rambam quote this pasuk to prove that there's no issue chare and chelus? And a level of the right there's no issue chare on anything. There's no issue chare on pigs either. The whole issue chare is only instituted in the rabbon after matan Torah, after the Torah was given. So what's the right in the passage that chare doesn't have exer the rabbon? So the Taz has his famous comment in the beginning of second chare in Yeridei, which he repeats in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, and which he repeats in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and the end of Baruch Hayim, that the pshat in the rabbon could be the following, that really the issue chare b'machalos hasturis is an issue the Rabbanon, but the Rambam holds that the Chachamim are not authorized to institute a Zer the Rabbanon k'neged davar ha-mefurish b'Torah. Since the pasuk says mefurish, the chela, the yas, and the chol malacha, you can do whatever you want with the chela, including also to sell it. Here's the pasuk in Perek Zayin, pasuk Chav Dalet, in Parashas Tzav. But since it says mefurish that you can do whatever you want, the Chachamim have no power to make a Zer the Rabbanon against davar ha-mefurish b'Torah. That's the Taz's clock. So that's a big shaila, whether that's right or not. So the Achronim points out that there are many places in that discuss the topic, and half of the places can say like the Taz, the Seirish, and half of the places can say exclusively against the Taz. So it's a Mufurish and Machlokes in places. That's what the Minhag Tinach refers you to that Taz. So he says that maybe this Rambam means like that. That Ezra Kona to Saladim, Sheldoro, Shebidoro, means until you Moisa Mashiach. He couldn't make a Knas to the Yoikah Legamri, the whole mitzvah thereafter. The Rambam says that Minatera you only give Maiserishin to a lady. The Rambam passing is like Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Lozman and saying, you only give Maiserishin to a lady, you don't give to a plain at all. So the Knaas the Rabbana was that you don't fulfill a mitzvah of Nesimah's Maiserishin. You give it to the Koyans on the level of the right thing at Yetzir. If you hold like Rabbi Lozman and Zari, Minatera can give it to a plain or to a lady, with the Rabbana Knaas, or she don't give to the Koyans. Either should fulfill it mitzvah deraita in that way rather than this way. So that wouldn't be so gefela. But if the Rambam paskin, the very first halacha, the second halacha in Hilchos Maaser, so you only are fulfilling the mitzvah of Nesinas Maaser, if you give it to a lady, if you give it to a Shani Nad Yotze, so the Meir of the Knaas of Ezra was not to fulfill the mitzvah deraita of Nesinas Maaser. So if you give it to the Shani, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah on a level of deraita at all. So the Minhag Tinach says that's what the Rambam was bothered with. How can Ezra make such a knas to be yoker a mitzvah and a Torah b'sheva al tasa b'yoyim for it? It's against davar mefurish b'Torah. It says in Torah you have to give a davkir to a Levi, and then Ezra made a knas that you don't have to fulfill a mitzvah of Nesinas Maaser. But that's what perhaps prompted the Rambam to say, that's what the Minhag Tinach suggests, that perhaps prompted the Rambam to say that the knas only was called man that true man might is only the Rabbonim. Until you Moshe Mashiach. After it, and the Rambam Shita is that Truma Maisa Bezanaza is only Rabbanon, because you're not going to be a Tzulcha. But the Moshe Mashiach, or maybe before, earlier, whenever the Rove of Bnei Yisrael will be living in Eretz Yisrael, then the Rambam Shita will be, the Truma Maisa will be in the Torah, then the Knaas of Ezra will have to fall off. Because you can't assume that the Knaas of Ezra remains forever and ever, because that's in violation of the Din of the Taz. You can't be Yoyka Dova Mefurish Min HaTorah Lagamre, even B'Sheva Al Tasa, you can't do that.
But they have two
separate mitzvahs,
one to be mafish, one to give it to a levy, or giving a levy
part of the mitzvah maaser. That's also a machlokes in the...
If you say that it's part of the mitzvah
maaser,
then
it's a mitzvah shibakum itzazel.
Or is it something like that,
that
it cancels?
No. There is no such clause. The neder. If a din of neder, if a person took a neder b'toyah, so it's not kaf, so it cancels anything. If a din of toyah is b'nitzvah, so it's ketoyah b'tulah. Let's say a person walks in, and he sees people eating his food. The Mishnah has in the garden. The man walks into his own house and he sees that there are strangers eating his food. And he screams out a neder. I asked for all the food and everybody be neder. No one's allowed to eat his food. Then he comes a little closer. He sees that it's his father and his brother. another ganavim are reading. So he says, oh, my father, my brother, never meant to make a neder against them, but for the ganavim, I meant that the neder should be chal on them. So that's machlokes b'sham and b'sila. So we pass like b'sila that the neder should huta mitzvah or huta kula. Because the Torah is the mitzvah, and the Torah is the kula. So the mitzvah, there is no such law. Neder. A neder the Torah. The Torah and part of the neder came through the whole mitzvah. No, you can be Yoke Dover and Atar Bashabi Al Tasta. You can. Even with Dora. You can, but if it's Mufurish Batara, that you can't do. Torah says you have to give Maister to the. If the Chachamim make it clear that you're never allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos Chol in Bishas, so you are not void. Okay. They're not okay to mitzvah lagamer, but they say that you should always, you can always give your ma'aser rishon to a kohen. That means that you never have to fulfill the mitzvah of ma'aser. So they tell you can always forget about the mitzvah of ma'aser. But that, and then Hasidus says based on the Taz, you can't do. That's Akira Dovman Atar. You are not void. You can't do. The Gemara in the beginning of Hoyrius derives from this pasuk. The Gemara assumes that this pasuk is referring to a new knas. That's Tosafot in Tzubos. That's the knas of Ezra. Aviyu Eskol Amaser Abayis Oitzer. So that's why the Gemara says in the beginning of Hoyrius on that Gimel, I think, the Yoshi Yonatim told him Havoy Kuloi, that you're stealing from me. Everybody's stealing from me. Ki Aten Kolim Osiba Amaten Amek Panucha. The answer is HaMaisa V'Atrumah, you're stealing the Maisa and the Truma, because we all made up that we're all going to bring the Maisa and the Truma to the Beis HaMikdash to distribute among the Kohanim, and they're not giving, the people are not giving. So the Gemara in the beginning of Hori is comments on this passage, HaGoy Kulo, that why do you have to have, what does it mean HaGoy Kulo? Because here Ezra is speaking of the, Gemara says Malachi is Ezra, right? That Ezra is, this is Haftarah from Malachi, that he's speaking about the knas that he instituted, that they should give the Ma'isavishim to the Kohanim, so whenever you want to make a Gzeir the Rabbanon, or a knas in the Rabbanon, you can only be Gozer Balat Tibur, if the Rei Balat Tibur is a Chayla Lamadur. So that's why the Pasuk says, HaGoy Kulo, Iko HaGoy Kulo, if the whole nation, Ruba Kukulo, the Gemara says, if the whole nation, Ruba Kukulo, is masking with the knas or with the Gzeir, it'll be chal, and if they're not masking, is nit. So the Pasuk says you were all masking. Everybody was masking for this gzeir. So therefore the gzeir, I don't know. There was a rov, Ruba Kukula is masking. Ruba Kukula is sufficient. But they had the rov HaKohol was masking with the gzeir, so therefore the gzeir was chal. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Nevi Yisrael, Duchonu Lino Abazor. You can test me out with this. Duchina tells, Duchonu Lino Abazor. You can test me out. Usually there is a din, you're not permitted to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to say, I'm only going to do this mitzvah if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this mitzvah for me. That's a violation of an Issa Deraita. The Gemara says in the first pair of containers, that's an Issa of Loitanatu as Hashem Alakecha. Loitanatu means you're not allowed to test Hashem, then I saw. And he's saying, it's a test. He says, say, I'm going to do this mitzvah on the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do this for me. That's awesome. But on Maisa, the Gemara says, it's Mutal Lanasis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Novi said, Buchanun and Abuzah, test me out. You're permitted to give Maisris and ask in return that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you a Shefa Baruch Hu. Left us Lachem, Arub Sashmai, request Lachem Baruch Hu, Abdu Lidoi. The Gemara says, Zeh and Tainisak, what does he mean, Abdu Lidoi? Hashiv Lutzis Lusich and Eloim Adoi, believe. Belie means that your lips will be weary of saying die, but it's enough. We'll be so exhausted thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us too much. So our lips will be weary of saying die. And Shechonach the Ramon, beginning of Hilchot Tzedakah, taught that Gemara that not only is it muta by Maiser Peiros, Lenatus of Hashem, it's also muta by Maiser Ksofen. If a person gives Maiser Ksofen, he's permitted to demand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in the schar of this Maiser Ksofen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him something back in return. Harukua Shlema, a child, a parnasa, whatever, a shidduch. He can ask, he can demand something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exchange because Maiser Ksofen has the same status as Maiser Peiros. And then the minig olam is that we have extended this to not only Maiser Ksofen, but even Tzedakah in general. that a person makes a mishaberach and he says, should give a refuah shleimah to somebody, give a bracha to someone, somebody. Babur shepleini nada, because someone is giving tzedakah. So one may, because he's giving tzedakah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give a refuah shleimah. What's the connection? But that's what we assume, that it's mutar l'anasas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the area of tzedakah. And many Achronim say that that's wrong. It's a tshuva, and that's Ramah, the very beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah. Both Achronim say that by Tzedakah it's wrong. That Ramah only said it by Ma'aseh Tzedakah, because Ma'aseh Tzedakah has the same status as Ma'aseh Torah. And even the Ramah is also questionable, because in the Pasuk in Malachi it only says, Chaviyo is called a Ma'aseh, but Chalnun in others. It's only Ma'aseh Torah. It doesn't even say it by Ma'aseh Tzedakah. Almanasha Yechia Bin. That it's okay. No, that's what the Beis Halevi points out. He's saying in his chus that I'm giving stock, and I have to go and give her a refuah shleimah. Okay, that you can ask for, but you can't demand it. Okay, I mean, Babu just means in his chus that we did this mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu should count it as a chus. Okay. But you're not allowed to demand. That's what the Gemara says. Lo tenasa as Hashem alakechem, Hashem is seeking the matzah. Is an issue to demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu reward for doing the mitzvah. The only mitzvah you can demand reward for is Ma'aseh Torah. That's the part of the Chanin and Abba Zim. Since I fulfilled my half of the deal, so I demand of you a Rebbeinu Shlom, you should give me whatever. Give me children. Give me a refuah shleimah. So Ramah says that you're committed to do that. That's not what Yaakov Avinu did. He said the reverse. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be kind to me. That I promise I'll give my six stuff. It's very nice. If I'll get rich, I'll give a donation to Nishim. That's not the story. Ramah is saying the reverse. He can give you a donation and then say, and I hereby demand X, Y, and Z in exchange for my six stuff. Not doing that.
So why do we need to give my stuff in the past? Is that the only thing where you have first of the
No, the Ramah says you permitted to bring an answer to Hashem when you give me 97, you permitted to demand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reward to fulfilling that mitzvah. You never permitted to demand reward to any other mitzvah except for 97. No, you don't have to demand. The Ramah says you permitted to. And other pastors disagree with the Ramah. They hold that it's only Ma'aseh Torah that is Muslim. Ma'aseh Torah is not Muslim. At the end of the first paragraph of Hagiga quotes this pasuk in Haftarah that there's a difference between the Shaktam Arisim and Tzadik LaRosha Ben Ovid Elohim Asher Lo Yavadar. Go look at the difference between the Tzadik and the Rosha, and the difference between an Ovid Elohim and one who's not an Ovid Elohim. So the Gemara asks, aren't these identical? Aren't they a repeat? A Tzadik is the one who's an Ovid Elohim, and the Rosha is the one who's Lo Yavadar, one who doesn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the Navi repeat the phrases? So the Gemara explains, no, that it's not true. The reason, the Shaptim, the reason, Tzadik LaRosha, that's one distinction. Then within the category of Tzadikim, the Pasuk refers to some Tzadikim are Ovdei Elokim and some Tzadikim are Loy Avodah. They don't really worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loy Avodah. Well, who are the Tzadikim Gemara who are not Ovdei Elokim? So the Gemara says that Eina Daima Shaina Pirgum Erpam, Shaina Pirgum Erpam Ve'echa, that the one who has the learning 101 times is called the Noivid Elakim. The one who doesn't chaz 101 times, the only chaz 100 times, is called Lo Yavada. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Based on the difference between one time, he chaz 100 times, he chaz 101 times. So the Gemara says, a mashal from the Shuk Shel Gamolim, from the taxi cab driver, that if you say you want to go a certain distance, it'll be $3. If you want to go, let's say, to the airport, it'll be $18. If they want to go 2 blocks after the airport, it's already $25. To go another 2 blocks is $7. That's the answer. If you go a little slightly past a certain point, there's a radius. If you go slightly past that, let's say, if you go within New York, it's so much. If you go over the bridge, it's in New Jersey, double rate, whatever, it's in Gunston. Not only because he has to come back. Double, they charge way more. That's what the Gemara says, that if they want to learn 101 times, that's already way lamayla. It's much more than learning 100 times. The Balatanya writes the Pshat, the simple Pshat in the Gemara seems to be that his mana Gemara, the chok in the yeshiva was that everybody had a chazer to learning 100 times because the Torah Shem Balpeh was not diksav. Everything was transmitted Balpeh. So to make sure that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten, they had a chazer 100 times. That was the chok. Whoever didn't chazer 100 times didn't pass. And then the one who does 101 times, that's ready with Nimishurut Adin. Today, there's no chashash that it's going to be forgotten, everything is on tape. All the Gemara Batalim are on tape, and all the good Torah is here. It's all printed in the Chumash, in the Gemara's and the Mishnayos, and all the good Svarim. But nothing is going to be forgotten, there's no chashash. But today, Mishnah doesn't mean 100 and 101 times, it means a different shiur. The guy learns Bahasmada Merubah more than, doesn't mean that he should learn like a Meshuggah, crazy all day and all night, and then get himself sick and get him every breakdown. I remember a fellow from the neighborhood who learned in Lakewood. And he wanted to be the biggest master in the yeshiva, so he didn't take a break he went to eat lunch, but he ate the kitchen nimra. Just ate the kadachi with grass and that's it. He benched and he came back. Never did any exercise, never went for a walk. And he was always the first one to come to the base medrash, and the last one to stay. And he did everything quite atzmai, in order that everybody should be mechadim him. Then he had a mental breakdown. Never his breakdown. So I remember he was walking around in the streets. He used to come to speak to me every Friday. My mother-in-law, my father used to be a Rebbe in Tavadash. My mother-in-law used to cook the silta fish for us, and she used to give it to my father once to bring it to the yeshiva. And his daughter used to bring it every Friday to deliver the silta fish, and he would talk and learn it for around 3 hours on Friday, right before Shabbos. And sometimes he would come on Shabbos to talk and learn, whatever he would start writing. The guy used to talk to me every week and learn. Then after he got sick, his mother used to walk him in the street. She had to hold him hand in hand that he shouldn't get run over by a car. He didn't recognize me, didn't recognize anybody. That's not the pshat in the Gemara. The one who learns Meir Pongrach. It doesn't mean a guy learns through daily his Yahir, that he should be, for arrogant purposes, that he should be known as the greatest Pongrach. There's a Medrash that all of Siddish is thrown court, but the Medrash really exists on the first Pasuk in Tzad. It says, Taras Oila, Hiha Oila, Al Moikla. If a guy is an Oila, a person is Misnase, a person is a Balgaizva, so his punishment will be unlikely. He will be nidon b'shrei. He will be punished with sin. Sounds like a chiddush verse, but it's a chiddush medrash. The gayika rabba. I'm not telling you. It doesn't. The Gemara doesn't mean the person is learning 101 times, right? The one learns for purposes of a gayika. That's right. The Gemara doesn't mean a guy is learning 101 times for gayika purposes. That's terrible. Means he's learning 101 times. He wants to make sure that he doesn't forget, so he wants to make sure that he got it straight, that he wants to check everything out. And he does more than the Chok Kavua is. Whatever the Chok Kavua is, Bizmana Gemara, the time he says the Chok Kavua was 100 times. And Bizmana is done some less than 100 times. So that's called David Elakim. The one that learns extra, that's called David Elakim. The other one is called Loya Vavra. He didn't demonstrate that he went out of his way for Avodah Hashem. Tzedakah lachem yireish mi shemish tzedakah marke dichnafeho. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasid lavoi, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of the Dharma, we'll bring you out mochi chama min atikah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring nisan out, the tzaddikim will sit in the sun and they will be cured, and the Rishon, the next verse says, will be burnt up with the same sun. The Rishon ki yi uei petachas kapas rab lechem. The same sun will heat, will shine on the tzaddikim and will warm them up and will serve as a refuah for them. Shemesh tzedakah marpeh dichna feha. The wings of the sun means the sun rays will heal the tzaddikim. and the Rishayim will be consumed with the heat of the sun. That's why the Gemara says, Lati Lama, that's what's like that. Oz Nidguru, we left that apart. Oz Nidguru, Yirei Hashem Yishe Reye, Rakshav Hashem Ayishma, Vayitosik, states of the Kong of Fana, Yirei Hashem, Rechesh Veishimoy. The Mishnah says in Abbas, that there's a difference. A person who learns all by himself, the Yechidus. A guy sits and learns in his basement all by himself. The Fana Kodesh Baruch Hu will listen, but it won't be Nichtov. He's not going to write it down. Two people, Varn Bechagus, Nidguru, Yirei Hashem Yishe Reyeu, then not only by Akshav Hashem Ayishma, not only does Hakadosh Baruch Hu listen, he listens even when a Yochid learns. But here is the custom stated in front of one of the Yiri Hashem and the Chai Shishman to be recorded. We don't fully understand what the difference is between yes being recorded and not being recorded, and Shikhulat Nekis Kvadah, but the Baruch is not going to forget anyway the fact that the Yochid learns the Torah and the Hidavim. But apparently this shouldn't say that there is some kind of a difference. It's better to learn the Chavrut, it's better if you just can't get along with any Chavrut, for some reason or another, but it's better to learn in the Chabur, a whole Beit Medrash of people learning all together. That's the Mishnah and others, that's preferable. Zichra Teras Moshe Abdi, the Torah is called Teras Moshe. Rav Leitchik said over once to Shem Abchaim that you can argue with anybody and can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's say there's a topic, what pshat is in the Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu says one pshat and we ding this with Moshe Rabbeinu, we say a different pshat. It would appear that the terrorist called Teres Moshe, he gets the final say. Even though he doesn't say that he got it in his work from the Rabban Shlom. Even though he doesn't say that the Rabban Shlom told him that that's what it meant when he dictated the Chumash to him, that's what it meant. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks, just says, I think that's the way you should, that's the way the halacha should be. So you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Seder HaDoirei, by Rabbi Chil Halpern, he has supposed to be a history book, known as a history book. He has a history from the Tanaim and the Amoraim, and then he has a little bit from the Rishayim and a little bit from the Afayim. So he quotes the story that in the days of the Rabbeinu Tam, there was a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yo, where you have to tie the kesher shal yad every day on that. So it's tried to know shal yadecha. He says his quote, Rabbeinu Yo said that pshat is you have to tie the kesher every day. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, pshat means the lidu. Hanocha tatsun, the hidu, it's called the pshat. So the machlokes. So they went. He quotes from the Sefer HaKabbalah by the writer, the history book by the writer, the different writer, the third writer, the other writer. So the history book that's called the Sefer HaKabbalah, where he tells the story that the Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Yo made up. He's going to ask Rabbeinu Chil Paris, who was a Baal Kabbalah, to ask Moshe Rabbeinu in person. He's going to get him back from the dead and ask Moshe Rabbeinu what is his opinion. So they got Moshe Rabbeinu, and the pshat is when the Rabban Shlom told him pshat mosar, that means you have to untie the kesher every day and tie the kesher anew. But Rabbeinu Tam, when he heard that, he said the deal was off. He's not going to listen. The deal was that they're going to, whatever he says in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go. Rabbeinu Tam said, "Lag Hashemayim he." I'm not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's wrong. That pshat mosar yedach means he took. It doesn't mean to make a kesher anew. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Chaim said that that's apikursi. Say, oh, but such a story is apikursi. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, go, that's the pshat. There's a sefer that... We don't. We hold the whole story is about a mice. The whole story is not true. We assume they never consulted Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hayyosi, he had nothing to say about the issue, so we assume that Rabbeinu Tanza. There is a sefer that has, someone found a sefer by Rabbi Yonison Eibish, it's a manuscript, and he printed it on Chumash Avertel on every seder. A Medrash Pliya with a title on every seder that's called Amudah Yohanes. A lot of people have it around. My father has a copy. A lot of people have something. He's printed in Europe. And the one who found this manuscript, his name was Shmuel. So he wrote also Pshetel on every seder. And he called his Amudah Shmuel. So you have on every seder in Chumash, you have Amudah Yohanes in one piece, and you have Amudah Shmuel. And the next seder, you have Amudah Yohanes and Amudah Shmuel. So he went around, the Mechaber gave the whole sefer to the printers in Warsaw to be printed, and he told them to leave blank the first few pages. They shouldn't set the type for the first section of the book. He's going to go around and try to collect haskamas from the rabbanim. So he went around and he got different haskamas. He went to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And he asked Rav Chaim to give him haskamas. Rav Chaim looked at the galleys of the book. So he saw him. One of the Medrash Pliyas, Rav, wrote a taish, that is, the machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro was, Machloek is the Rambam and the Ravid, whatever, that Moshe Rabbeinu held like the Rambam and Parah held like the Ravid, and Shem. And that was what they were fighting about. There was a certain issue in Halacha. So Rav Chaim said that you can't say that. But if that would be the machloike is, then the Ravid wouldn't say against Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not allowed to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rav Chaim gave him a Hakama, but he said the Hakama is only al Tanai, then he deletes that section from the Sefer. And if he doesn't delete that section, then it's apophysis and he can't do it. I don't see the Hakama. So the author of the Sefer printed the Hakama, and he said he came to Warsaw and he saw that it was printed already. The whole book was printed except for the first section. And it's too late, but he didn't want to lose Rav Chaim's Hakama, so he put the footnote on the bottom of the Hakama. Rav Chaim said the Hakama is only if he deletes that section, he couldn't delete it. It was printed already, so he should know that Rav Chaim said that that's apophysis. But that's along the lines that Rav Chaim said. But it's called Teres Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu gets the final say. Can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does the Rabbi Malachi give an authority to so we should follow the words of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Malbim explains that the Gemara says in Yuma, at the end of the first parak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Yisrael because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael with a big oilam, it was a very shvaka aliyah. So therefore he told them that there wouldn't be any nevuah. You can't realize there wouldn't be any nevuah. But three nevim he had to give them. Chagai Kamalach had to give to enable them to build the Beit HaMikdash. Because the Gemara says that you cannot build the Beit HaMikdash without authorization from a nevuah. That's how the Sefer says on the Pasuk of Shit Nesirushu Drosh Alpi Navi. And that's the mashmaos of the Gemara in Drachim Dav Samach, that Gimel Nivim Olim Oni Bovel, to show them where you build the Beit HaMikdash and how you makruv korbanos. And Malachi was the last of the Nevi'im. Chavisah Malachi, he was the last one. He knew that he's going to be the end of the Tzfuzah HaNevi'im until Eliyahu Navi will come to Adam Zvi'ah HaMashiach. So that's what he says, Kim Malach, Zichra Teres Moshe Abdi Asher Tzvi'i Yosef Bechorei. I'll call yourself Hukim Mishpatim. You better keep the laws of the Torah because I'm the last Navi. No one else is going to come after me. Next Navi to appear will be Eliyahu Navi, day before Mashiach. That's how the Gemara in Erevin understands. The Gemara in Erevin understands this pasuk that Eliyahu Navi will appear to the Bez Nagon Shabbi Yerushalayim the day before Mashiach to announce that tomorrow Mashiach will appear. And the Gemara says there in Erevin, in Yiddish, there's an expression that you want to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. You want to make a Kabbalah fun to receive Mashiach. When Modem Chashu comes, they make a Kabbalah fun in his honor. So when Mashiach comes, they make a Kabbalah fun. So the Gemara never has that Lashon. The Gemara has a Lashon to be Mekabel Pnei Eliyahu HaNavi. That when Eliyahu HaNavi will come, we'll have to have Kabbalah fun to him. So the Gemara says, from Muftach Lahem Yisrael, we have our tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi will never come on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yontif because we're busy preparing for Shabbat and Yontif. We won't be able properly to be Mekabel Pnei Eliyahu HaNavi. But it sounds like Eliyahu HaNavi can come 2 days before, and then Mashiach will come on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yontif. That doesn't pose a problem. But because Eliyahu HaNavi won't come on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yontif, that's why we know that Mashiach will not appear on Shabbat and Erev Yontif. That's how the Gemara makes the Cheshbon in the Gemara has halachas that are based on this assumption. First he takes the neder, he wants to begin in the zeros on the day on which Mashiach comes. So if he takes the neder on Shabbos, so the neder doesn't begin today. Because we know for sure Mashiach will not, even if he's in New York and he doesn't know, maybe Mashiach appeared in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have his television, he doesn't have a radio, he doesn't know who he was doing. So the Gemara says he can be assured 100% that Mashiach didn't appear on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov because Eliyahu HaNavi wouldn't appear on an Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov. And Mashiach is going to appear the day after Eliyahu HaNavi appears. That's how the Gemara says based on these two. And then the final pasuk in the Navi, in the Nevuah of Malachi, says, what will the function of Eliyahu HaNavi be? So it says, like the Mishnah says in the end of 80, Eliyahu HaNavi, Ein Eliyahu Bo Lo Letamiv Lo Letar Lo Lesher Lo Lehatir is not going to pass in any shah. It's just to bring Shalom. Heish Leilav Tzal Banu Leit Banu Malav Oysen. He's going to make peace in the world. Less than I was, he came to you for his chayrim. There won't be peace in the world. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish all the people in the world. So the Nebuah ends off with a terrible. This is the last part of Intrayosa. The Nebuah ends off with a terrible curse. That he came to you for his chayrim. So that's why the many years that we repeat the next to the last part. In order to end off with a double curse. They usually write down here, they don't have. They usually write down the simon is Yud Tav Kuf Kuf. That's the simon of the fourth form that end off with the Dov Ra. And the minigit that you repeat the next to the last form. The top is the Trey Asa. Who does he show you? Kohelet and Kinnis. Eicher is called Kinnis. So the meaning is that we repeat the next to the, I don't think it's a din, but the meaning is that you repeat the next to the last pasuk in order to be assigned the double taste. The first din in the parsha is all night long. Very strange. What is the Hilchus? The Hilchus HaKrovus HaKarbonus for the Kohanim, and by Yitro you have the Dinam of Karbonus for the Bnei Yisrael. So it starts with the Tzatzlis, and it starts with the Nedover, and ends up with the Chayvus. And by the parsha Tzav, the Dinam are given to the Kohanim, so it goes from the Kotchi Kotchim down to the Kotchi Kalim. Why is it not from Haftarah Seymurim? Such an obscure place to begin with. That's the end of everything. Why doesn't it start from the beginning? So they quote in the name of Rabbi Shaul Diskin, I don't know, they quote in his name, that the Shiva Timam Iluim Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah. That's what the Gemara points out. Moshe Rabbeinu Shimish called Shiva Timam Iluim. When was the Shiva Timam Iluim over? Say Takachom. So right after the Shivas Nam Loim were over, the Shmini Lim Loim, Aaron took over. The Tzav Tzav is Baal Leimar, the first thing that he does is Haftarah Seymurim. That's the only thing you can do at night, Haftarah Seymurim. Then the next morning he'll start to do the rest of everything else. Is that right? So the Shivas Nam, that's what it goes, it's a sefer by the Maril Diskin, by someone wrote up the the Urim HaKumish and the Maril Diskin. That's the first piece they have on Parashat Tzav. Is that right? It says that every day Moshe Rabbeinu matters, says the Morrison. Every day Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan in the Yom, not Balayla. The Yom Hakim is the Mishkan. Put it up in the morning, then he took it down in the evening. Then all night long the Mishkan was folded up in the valise. And he put it up in the morning, took it down at night. Then the eighth day he put it up and he didn't take it down. What do you mean? On the seventh day also, it says he put it up in the morning and the seventh day he took it down. And in the morning of the eighth day he put it up and he didn't take it down, period, until they were about to travel. What do you mean? They did Haftarah Seymurim was done by Aaron. The Shmini Lemiluim probably began from the morning. Aaron took over in the morning. All night long before it was Moshe Rabbeinu.
And even in the morning Moshe Rabbeinu
had to put it up. Yeah, he put it up in the morning by Yom, and not by Lila. He put it up. Yeah. But then the first Avodah wouldn't be Haftarah Seymurim. I don't know. That's what they quote from the Shul Lezim. Maybe the same mistake, I don't know. They have to wear big day kuhuna for the purpose of doing Truma Tadeshin. How many big day kuhuna are there? 4 big day kuhuna hedges and 8 big day kuhuna gobbles. And it only mentions 2. Midoy vag, for Michmi say vag, Rashi says, Midoy vag, vi aksonis. Matamala, maybe they should take midos, they should fit. You shouldn't take a too small size, you shouldn't take, they have all different sizes. Fat people wear big sizes, jumbo sizes, skinny sizes, all short. Has to fit, shouldn't some be ungeschlumpet. Has to be dressed neatly. So he has to wear the extenders and he has to wear Mishnah fine. What about the other two begadim? What about the other two begadim that doesn't say? So the Gemara has the Gemara points out that there are two dinim here in the Chumash. First, the gimel is truma tadeshin that they had to do every day. The harim tadeshin and shetach alayish esayil al mizbech the summer eitz al mizbech is truma tadeshin that they did every day. Rashi says they took meloy hamachta min hamukol asapnimi. They took a machta full. Rashi Hashem Tzachim points out that Rashi in several places writes that every day for truma tadeshin they took meloy hamachta. He doesn't know what the mocker is. Because the gemara in Me'ila asks, how much ashes do you have to take every day for meloy hamachta? The gemara says kazayin. So how does Rashi come off to say meloy hamachta? So the Rashash wants to be Miyashay. Unless Rashi made a mistake. Made a mistake. Okay. If you want to be Miyashay, Rashi will be Gemara. So he says, maybe Rashi held that the Gemara in the Eva that says Kazai says the bare minimum. But the Hatzila, maybe Rashi understood that since you're taking a Machta, so the Mitzvah of Shlemus is take Malara Machta, full Machta full. And the Gemara in the Eva says, and how much do you have to take means? And what if you didn't take a Malara Machta? What would be the bare minimum that less than that you wouldn't be able to? So the Gemara says Kazai. That's what the Rashash has in the second Perek in Tzachon on the Sugi, but the Gemara talks about You never have Davish and Asus with Kos and Boylan Boys and Mosul. What about the Harachimah Sadashim? Because the Samoit and the Beah, the Samoit Shalai Fazir, the Samoit Shalai Hanumimanu, you see that it's ready in Asus with Kos. And the Gemara says that Shnei Ksub Mabon Techa Lei Milan. That's an exception to the rule. Even though it's Asus, Nasus Mitzvot, it's still also Bahano. So every day of the year there is a mitzvah of Truma Sadash. To take a little bit, either Kazayas or Mala Machta and put it in some way it's one of their. The Gemara says it was Nidla Bim Komo. The Gemara says a Nes occurs. It would be Nidla Bim Komo. They would put it on the floor and it would be Nidla Bim. Then the next Pasuk says, Pashata is the God of Elohim, the God of Macherim, the Hoti HaKadesh and the Chutma Machana and Mokum Tor. No, the top of the Mizbech is full of ashes. The Kohen has to walk up, let's say, this is the Kevish. He walks up on the Kevish to the top, takes on Malar HaMachta, like this, shovels it up, goes down on the Kevish and puts it on the floor, and it's Nivla Ben Komo. Because Zayas and Malar HaMachta is Nivla Ben Komo. The Mizbech is still full of ashes. But when the Mizbech gets so full of ashes that there's just not enough room to be Machta with the Karbonis, and there's a Mitzvah, Pasuk Dalet, the Pasha says, God of Allah is God of Machayim, you should wear other begodim. The Hoti HaTadesh and the Chutma Machan, I'm welcome to you. You should take off all the dish and Hatsu HaTadesh and the Chutma Machan. Two different mitzvahs. Truma HaTadesh is every day. And Hatsu HaTadesh is once in a while. When there's so much ashes on the Mizbeach that there's no room to be Machir, it's getting everything dirty, so you have to take the dish and add on the Chutma Machan. Yeah.
Sounds like there's a
hemshechi. But it's not. That happened, Pasuk Gimel was every day, and Pasuk Dalet was not every day. Not a hemshechi. When the Maruch says a nest occurred, it was Nivla Ben Komo. It would be swallowed up by the ground. Arishtek? It would always be Nivla Ben Komo. So for Hotzuas HaDeshim, the Gemara has in Yuma, that's called Beis, that's called Gimel, around there somewhere. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether a Kohen Baal Mum is permitted to do Hotzuas HaDeshim. So one time, the Chachamim say, no, a Kohen Baal Mum is not allowed to do Hotzuas HaDeshim. And one time, I think Rav Leizer says that a Kohen Baal Mum is permitted to do Hotzuas HaDeshim. If a Baal Mum can do it, so obviously it's not an Avodah. No. But then the tummy don't need big dikuna. No, that's the truma tadashin. Now, for truma tadashin, it says you need big dikuna. Then it says in Pasuk Dalet, Pasha says begada, v'lav is begada macherim. So the Ramban HaChumash says that there's an opinion in the Gemara that begada macherim means big dikuna. Where is that opinion in the Gemara? So on the bottom of the Ramban, Rabbi Shaval quotes, Mefarsh will explain that he's alluding to that Tana. Gemara never has the favor. The Gemara has one Tana who says that Hatsuas HaDeshim may be done by a Baal Mum. If it's done by a Baal Mum, obviously you don't need Big Dikuna. Obviously it's not an Avodah. Whenever a Baal Mum can do, a Zar can also do it. Baal Mum is not kosher for any Avodah. But that Tana obviously thinks that you don't need Big Dikuna, Big Dikol would be sufficient. And the other Tana say that it's not true, that if Baal Mum is not permitted to do Hatsuas HaDeshim, when it says the Fasha says God of Allah is Begad HaMachem, it means Begad HaMachem are also Big Dikuna. But they should be Pchusim from the first one. Rashi claims the Kosha says God of Angel Choygal Adarachereth, it's an Eitzetayva. Other Rishonim hold that it's not an Eitzetayva, that it's a real din, that you're not allowed to do the Hoytzot HaDeshen with the same begodim. Rashi on the Gemara also has like this, Angel Choygal Adarachereth, it's an Eitzetayva. In fact, I saw Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolius has a sefer on Rashi on Chumash called Shem Ephraim. He comments on the first Rashi. Rashi quotes from the Sifra. Ain't Sava Loshin Zir is the Yad Azar Tamar Abshim of the Yer. It's Tzorach HaKotel Nesaris and Mokhim Sheesh Bokhim Tzorin Kis. There's a Chisorin Kis over here, so that's why you have to give Zir. What's the Chisorin Kis? If they pass the Korb, they have to take in the wrong path. The different Perushim in the Rashi, in the Sifra. What's the Chisorin Kis? The Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolius suggests, he gives you the different Marma Kremis. He suggests an original Pshat. He says that maybe the Chisorin Kis is that they shouldn't wear the same begodim. They're going to get them dirty. They're going to have to send them to the cleaner. So Pasha says begodim, love is begodim acherim. So they shouldn't get the regular big dikuna dirty. Because maybe that's the Chisorin Kis. Mm-hmm. And the Chisorin Kis then is going to be to the Klal Yisrael. They're going to send the cleaner's bills to the Bez Nagol to pay for the Machta Shekel money. Not that the Kohanim are going to pay.
Started and shifted in the whole parsha. So later in the parsha, when it's
Buster's the fastest person in the county, and Carney on Shia, so he's not allowed to get anything from that right away. He has to pay for it. Then he sends her a card. Then he has to send another card.
If the coin is a coin, the coin wouldn't shrink.
No. He wouldn't have to wear wings in the front. Yes, the sign for the Rambam that the Kohanim are not permitted to wear the Avnei Shalom B'Shah Tavar, and they're not permitted to wear the Avnei B'Shah Shkita. Because it doesn't mean that they so the Tanner says that Baal Mum is good for a Torah Kadesh, and obviously will hold that Dig De Chol are permitted. So Zarka do it too, except that a Zar is in a Nigash for Gabi Mizdeh. So Zar can only walk into the first 22 Amis in the Azor, I think. The first 11 Amis, I forgot. There's a certain point they don't allow a Zar to be Nigash on a Mizdeh. And then a Zar never gets near the Gabi Mizdeh.
You can
walk in, yeah, but you can't get so close to be able to take off the Gabi Mizdeh. It wouldn't matter. He could go up on the fact he's trying to use the answer, but he can never do it. But according to the other Tanner who holds that Hoytorot HaDeshen may not be done by a Kohen Baal Mum, so then the Pashto says, that the Chusim in Arishayim, in the Chterah Derech Eretz, we have the Moran Shabbat, and that's Kufi Tech. That even though everything is a mitzvah and everything is an avodah, but there are some avodahs that are more important than others. And not to wear fancy of the Godim. Even though we do Avodas Hashem all week long, and we do Avodas Hashem on Shabbos, you have to wear Big Day Shabbos, that should be nice to the Big Day Chol. So the Gemara there has a... the Gemara there in Yuma has a Machlokes Amoraim, according to that Tana, who holds that a Baal Mum is permitted to do Hoytorot HaDeshen, what would he say Legabe Trumas HaDeshen? The one Amora says, no, it's got to be Trumas HaDeshen. Every Hakamoidim that it's an Avoidim. Don't allow a Baal Mum to do it. You have to have Zalad Begodim and a Kohen who's not a Baal Mum. Either Pesach only says Tu Begodim, Midai Vaad is Nishu Kohen, it's a Nishu Sebaad. He says it's Lav Davke. It's obviously on this book. The Nid Avod Begodim, because it's a regular Avoidim. But it's understood, it means it says these to tell you other things. Right? It's understood that you need all the big things, but it's just an avoid. And the other Amara says no. The other Amara Gemara says no. That just like Rav Lezer holds, I think it's Rav Lezer holds that a Baal Mum is kosher for Hoytorot HaDeshen, he would disagree also by Trumas HaDeshen. He would say that a Baal Mum can do Trumas HaDeshen as well. And maybe if you do Trumas HaDeshen, you don't need Big Day Kodesh. But he'll understand the Pasuk Kip Shuta that you only wear two bigodim. Neither bottom is right. You taka don't need all the bigodim. It's not an avoid. But we don't follow that time. The Pashtus is that we assume that both Trumas HaDeshen and Hoytorot HaDeshen requires a Kohen Kosher with Big Day Kuna, with all the Dalit Big Day Kuna. A strange Rashi that the Mefarshim talks about on Korban Oshem is Gezer Torah Oshem B'mekam Asher Yishchatu Torah Yishchatu Torah Oshem Loshem Rabbin. The whole parasha is written in Loshem Yochid except for that Yishchatu. The Rashi says, why is it written in Loshem Rabbin? To tell you on Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, Rashi says, why is the Yishchatu Loshem Rabbin? That you have there exists an Oshem B'tzibur. That's why it says the Loshen Ram to teach you that the same didn't apply to Hashem Tzibur. So Achrayim is that there is no such animal. There is no Loshen Tzibur. Mar says the Feirish in Smurim, beginning of the second Feirish. The Loshen is only part of the Yochad. There is no Tzibur. So we don't know what Rashi is talking about. This is Ra, not part of the comment. Why it says Yishchatu? The Malbim has this Yisro, gives a different Rashi. Yishchatu Loshen Rabim, that Shchitik Shere, Bezar, Beisho, Be'ezer, Be'ger. Everybody can do the Shchitik. You don't need that to get Koyim. But as you say, Yishchatut indicates that the Shchitat Oshem applies to Tzibur just like it applies to Yochid. I don't exactly know what Rashi is talking about. There is no such thing. I'm sure like this can be quoted as this in our country. But are there other Gedolim before him? Yes, that also on the Rashi. By all the Brit Gura points out, by all the carbonates, it just says, Why is it saying Yakriv Lashem? That perhaps it's a remez to the following, that the din is that a shalmei tibur is not the same as a shalmei yochid. Shalmei yochid is a kachim kalim. A shalmei tibur is a kachim kalim. When you have shalmei tibur, kivtei atzeres. On Shavuot, you bring the shnei kivtei atzeres, that's a shalmei tibur. And the Mishnah says, a shalmei tibur is chitas nasaf and kibudam and chujarat atzaf and has the status of a kachim kachim. So the Avraham suggested that maybe that's why it says in the pasuk, a shalmei yakriv lashem, and if the Yachid brings it, then it has the status of Kachim Talim, as the Blanco says. But if the Tzibur bring it, then it's a different organ. Then it's all different din. It's elevated to the level of a Kachim Kachim, and everything is in Gansiyu. Sadiu Galashim, and the phrase of Shiyakri Lashim. The Pasuk has more than one. The phrase, Kol Hanegea Bistora Yigdosh. So the Gemara says in Stochim, and the Gemara in Nozim, and the Gemara in Zvachim, Darshan Zanapas, Yigdash Liot Kamo, Shem Siloti Pasuk, and Cheo Teyachos Chaim Shabbat. What does it mean? I'm going to give the Star Yigdash. If I have a piece of Chulandike flesh, or I have a piece of Shlomandike flesh, such as a piece of Chatzisdike flesh, or Ashendike flesh, so it takes on the same, it gets the same level of Kedusha. How does it get the same level of Kedusha? That means if it's Balea, it doesn't mean if it just touches it. They're both wrapped up and they touch each other. But they're not wrapped up, not in the gear. They're not wrapped up and it touches, they're both frozen. Straight from the freezer. It takes two lens up, let's say, from the freezer, and they're touching each other. And there's no Balea, everything is cold, so the market is no. And the gear biz is Sarah, Ashiyibla biz Sarah. Biz is Sarah means that it's Nagea with a Balea, if there's a Balea. And Yigdash means, not that it all of a sudden it gets to a higher level of Kedusha. Yigdash means you have to treat the Chulam Digiflesh, or the Shlamim Digiflesh, is because of the fact that it has a Bliyah from the Chatas of Yosham, you have to treat it this, with the same Dinim as the Chatas of Yosham. They're only Zichrei Kuhuna permitted to eat it beyond the Laila of Chatzai. Whereas Chulam may be eaten by Tameyim, and Shlamim may be eaten by the Barim, by the Nankoyim, but if it has a Bliyah from the Chatas of Yosham, then you say Yigdash Liyos Kamoa, Shim Sula Tipasel. Let's say the Chatas became Nifsal Balino, became Nifsal Betigul, or whatever. But then Halacha is, in Sula Tipasel, the other one is also Pasel because of the Bliyah. So that's the marker of the Din of Tamki. So the Gemara asks, but you have a Pasel of Tamki by Nazir. It says Mishra. So why do you need a Pasel here that says Yigdash Liyos Kamoa, Shim Sula Tipasel? Every pasuk there, Tam Kika. If you hold the Tam Kika, Rashi Tzak. Tam Kika loved their rice and called her a kula. Tam Kika is only the Rabbanon. So then he said, but by Kachim is certainly their rice. So then we understand the pasuk. Mishras means something else. It doesn't mean Tam Kika. And this pasuk means the din of Tam Kika, their rice, and the Kachim. But if you pass from the way the Shulchanot pass, it's like the Taisu. But Tam Kika is their rice and called her a kula. The traitors give the Bliya Tam. And the Kasha food says the din, their rice, and called her a kula. What does the pasuk say over here? Yigdash liyos kamoa. So the Gemara suggests maybe this Yigdash tells you that here's one of the pasukim is in Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf, and the other pasuk is in Perek Vav Pasuk Yudalev. The two pasukim that say Kolash Yigdash and Yigdash. So the Gemara suggests maybe the Yigdash means that Hetem Mitzarech LeYisur. That in order to be loike, you have to eat a kazayis of Neisur, a kazayis of Tigul, a kazayis of Tamei. So what if you ate a kazayis of a piece of carbon, of which a little bliya in that kazayis is tigal nicer atame, and the rest of it is not tigal nicer atame. But would you say that the hetem is tarf liyisa to the mashlim in the kazayis? The Gemara says, maybe that's what it means. Then in kachim hetem is tarf liyisa and call it tarakula, hetem is not mitzarf liyisa. What if you hold that you don't even say hetem is tarf liyisa in kachim, and you hold the tam kigas, the rice and chulin? So why do you have the same din written twice? So the Gemara doesn't say. So the taste is rid. It was an original thinker. And he has a very unusual style. Whenever he finds some difficulty in the Gemara, he suggests that maybe there's a misprint and you should be Magir the Girsa. And he starts rewriting the whole Girsa. So there's a long essay in the Tashish Rid in Kulin. I think it's Daksadik Zayin or some, the Sibya of Tam Kikar. And he says that he thinks that the Girs and the Gemara should read as follows. That Mishras tells you the Din of Tam Kikan Kol Tarsila, but that's only if it's nice and Tam and less than Shishan. What if the thing is nice and Tam even past Shishan? So we usually assume that past Shishan the thing is not nice and Tam. But what if it is nice and Tam past Shishan? So he says, still also. That Isser, if the Isser is nice and Tam past Shishan, that Isser, is that an Isser there, right? Or is that an Isser the Rabban? So there's a shock in Simon Tzadik Ches, it goes from the Isser there, that that's only an Isser the Rabban. And there's a deal in an Achreinim, a Machlokes in Achreinim, what does the shach mean, and then what does the Yisra B'Hetzer mean to say? It means if you have salt that's trace, salt, you just put salt or sugar, you just put a little bit of salt or sugar, a flavoring, pepper or some spices into a big pot of soup, you can have elot, and it's still nice and tall. You can have much more than shishim, and it's still milk to David and time, it's nice and tall, wait there, shishim. So the Yisra B'Hetzer means to say that that's only the Rabbanon. Even though the thing is milk to David and time, and it's nice and tall, only the Rabbanon. Some of them say, yeah, it's only the Rabban. Shishim is the upper limit. That's how Rav Zal educates. And the Prima Gadim thinks that he doesn't mean that. He thinks that the Shach, the Shem, the Yisra, the Hetzim, the only needs to say, if it's a Tam Kolush, if it, you can discern the flavor, even though you have Shishim and the Hetzim against the Yisra, you can taste that there's Yisra, there's flavor mixed in, but it's not at all so strong. It's not like the soup tastes salty, or the tea tastes sweet from the sugar. Even though you have shishim against the sugar, shishim against the salt. That can taste very salty. But if the Yisra B'Hetzer needs to say, if you have a Tam Kolush, so I mean, I tell it's bottle and it's only a chumim with the Rabbani. So the taste is weird. We don't know exactly what the pshat in the Yisra B'Hetzer is. But the taste is weird. It says something like the Yisra B'Hetzer. So he says, that's why I have two stukim. Mishra tells you that Tam Kikar and Kolot HaRukula, but only up until shishim. If it's even nice and Tam Tia Shishim, then it's not Tam Kika the Rite, it's only Tam Kika the Rabboni. But Yigdash Shliyas Tomosh and Sula Tupas and Sher Teachos Rafaim Shabbat, he says there the additional Pasik tells you that you apply Tam Kika even Tia Shishim, cause none, and it's nice and Tam. If it's a dying nice and Tam even after Shishim, so it'll still be us. In Kachim only. He says that's only in Kachim. It's all Tarakulu. The other Pasik on Mishras has an upper limit of shishim. If there's shishim, even though it's still nice and tam, it'll only be the rabban. Also, he doesn't explain whether he's talking about salt also. He's talking about things that are not avid al-tayim. Just like these. The heter is a little unclear, so the taisus read is also unclear. It's a very long taisus read, and even after reading the whole thing, it's still unclear exactly what he's driving on. But this is clear. He wants to make a change in the gears in the Gemara and to make up a new din that's a different teretz than the Gemara's kash. He has that very often. Somebody should really make a study of the Taisus Riz. What's going on there? How did he make all of these shinun? He always refers to his Sefer Achumash. I don't know, was it ever printed? Taisus Riz Achumash? He's always original. Sometimes they pass him like him, and very often not, because he was a little too original. Taisus Riz is the one who says that if the goyim only sell tuna fish, that's what he says, tuna. If this guy only sells tuna, then you can buy it from him, even though there are absolutely no simanim at all on it. That Taisus Riz is quoted by Allah, both by the Beis Yosef and by the Darki Moshe. It says tunina. And tunina that they're talking about, the zoologists or whatever you call them, they say that they're talking about tuna, the same fish that we eat today, that we call tuna. So that's when it's quoted in Yeriday. That's quoted both by the Beis Yosef and by the Darki Moshe Ha'orim. The Zakamosha left out, and the Zakamosha we have, he left out whatever the Beit Yosef quoted left out of it. So this one is omitted in our Zakamosha, but in the original Zakamosha Haruch, it's available in the source, he quotes the same place as we did. The Pasuk says regarding Shlomim, that Shlomim depends. Im al tovi yakri venu, if you bring a tovi tovi, then it's only nachal yoyim v'laylo. And if it's the nedra and the dove is erach rabbanu, and if it's a regular shlomim, then it's needed shnei yamim v'layla echad. So the Nesiv has a comment on this pasuk, im al tovi yakri venu, you can only eat it for one day, and you have more to eat, and you have to eat it in less time. You bring lachmei tovi. You bring 40 lachmei tovi. 40 lachmei tovi, and you have to eat it in less time. So how can it be? You have a bigger carb and you have less time to eat it. Obviously you have to invite a lot of people to eat it. Why does the Torah want you to invite so many people to eat it? Obviously, the whole idea, the carbon toida is, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the Farsi, in the Nezbar Rabbi. And then he quotes, and it's even, it's Bir HaKadosh quotes, it's Tzukim and Tehillim, that's the Torah that the Hasidim say, by Kabbalah Shabbos, Toida Lashem Kita Kiliyon HaKadosh, where it says that you, Yihalu, the Kahalom, the Moshe was Kane and Yirama Mul, that you praise HaKadosh Baruch and you thank HaKadosh Baruch for the Yeshua and the presence of a lot of people. Obviously that's the idea on a level of the right of the Korban Torah. The Sudas HaZoya that Bachorim talked about seems to be a key in the right. This is not key in the right, but it's a key in the right if a person wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch and thank HaKadosh Baruch, to make the Sudas HaZoya thank HaKadosh Baruch in the presence of the public. So that's the idea of the Korban Torah. Then it talks about regarding a regular shlomi, and then the Nitziv says, it says in Hallel, Negdano l'chol amol. In Darai l'Hashem Hashalem, Negdano l'chol amol. So the Pasha Pshat, Negdano, everybody learns, Neged, Negdano l'chol means Neged amol, in front of the public. So the Nitziv says that that's not the Jewish Amir. He says, Negdano l'oshin hazada l'hagid. Negdano, I will speak about the story in the Kalamah. I will tell over the story to everybody. That when a person has a Yeshua, he has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim. Not just daven to the Baruch Hu privately and walk on the streets and say everything's okay. You have to tell the public about the Yeshua that you have. Negdano l'chalamah. Then the Pasuk says that it's a regular shlamim, not a carbon taidah, that you can eat it for 2 days. But the way the Pasuk writes it is very unusual. Says in Nedra and Zavu Zavu Kabbana B'yom Hakri Zayit Tizcha Yeyachel Uli Mokor Hanois Vimeno Yeyachel. Whatever is nice that you may eat Hanois Vimeno Yeyachel Yom HaShlishi Gwai Shisar. What's left over on the third day you have to burn, you're not permitted to eat. Why does it call it Naisar? What's left over after Yom Delilah to the second day is called Naisar? That's not Naisar, you're permitted to eat it. Naisar is when you're not allowed to eat it. The Mitzachim is Machloik is deriving in the Balamor regarding this din. So the Ravid is of the opinion that Lachatchila, there's a Lachatchila deraita that you should eat the whole shlomim on the same day. The Ramban Chumash also writes the same. So Hanoisa Memeno Yeyachel and Perek Zayim, Tosif Te Zayim, means it is called Noisa. Lachatchila should have really eaten everything up, Yom Belayla. But for the Yevid, if you left it over, even though it's Noisa, you permitted to eat it. But if for the Yevid, you left it over to the third Devat, Noisa Mitzash Azoch, Yom HaShlishi, that is Boeshi Tosif, that you have to bring. The Balamor doesn't hold on that. Balamor holds that it's a mitzvah l'chatzchila to eat the korban shlomim shnei yamim v'layla echad. There isn't even a l'chatzchila dafka to eat it up that kind of thing. The very end of Parashat Tzav, the Kohanim were commanded Pesach HaMoed Tesh v'yamim v'layla shivat yamim. The Shiva and the Jews, they have to sit Pesach HaMoed yamim v'layla. Literally, Yom Balayla. Do I have to go to the bathroom? Yom Balayla. Shmarta Mitzvah, Shmarta Hashem, Vilay Samusa, Tichain Tzivay. So the Netziv and Nizbir on that topic quote, that there is a machlekes in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, how to understand Yom Balayla. So the Tanaim say it's not necessary that they should sit Yom Balayla literally, keep Shuta. But the one Amor in the Gemara says that you should be mashlim Yom Lilayla, that every day they should sit there before Shkia, look on our watches, so a few minutes before Shkia they should sit Pesach on my Teshu, Yomam, and then sit through Bein HaShemoshes and say Pesach HaKadim for a few minutes. And they had Yomam Balayla, they were Makashir, Laila to Yom, every day, the 7 days, so that's sufficient. And the other Amorah in the Yerushalmi says that that's not sufficient, you have to be Makashir, Yom Lilayla, and Makashir Laila Liliyom, just like they have to sit during this man starting from before Shkia. Unless they say Tzakuchavim for all 7 days, those who they should sit from before Alois HaShachar, the left for Alois HaShachar, there is no Bein HaShemoshes period there. The Yerushalmi points out that between Yom and Laila there's a Bein HaShemoshes period. Not really, yes, Alois HaShachar is a din of Vada Yom.
But
a special din in Kriyat Shema.